This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's March, that means International Women's Day, and we wanted to take a moment to celebrate women's strength and also how much they carry around every day. Women's emotional well-being can easily be overlooked, and therapy offers a space for them to take care of themselves in a way they deserve. In the work we do in podcasting here at Voyage, I've been fortunate to work with a lot of really amazing women. In our scripted podcasts, we have amazing actresses that really, you know, have carried some shows for us. And then in our true crime work, you know, we've gotten to tell the stories of women and really been honored to do so. And so, yeah, women's mental health is something that, you know, we definitely see the value of. And so we're happy to have this episode sponsored by BetterHelp, which has quality therapists, a therapist match commitment, and over 30,000 therapists on their platform. Your emotional well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
Voyage. My name is Rhea Williams. I was born on Earth over 1,000 years ago. But now I'm alive and on Mars, where humanity has created a new home. I was the last to be awakened, so they already had over 10 years to screw this place up. And they've done a stellar job so far. A month ago, my husband, Christopher, the president of Sanctuary, was responsible for the deaths of 250 former 1%ers. The former billionaires had become terrorists on Mars and launched constant attacks on the nation he founded. The nation we had planned to build before we left Earth. They also tried to kill me multiple times while I was asleep. But the first attack on me after I woke gave Chris the excuse he was looking for. He even gave a speech.
Thank you, Nan. My friends, I want to be absolutely transparent. It was our intention to apprehend the terrorists and put them on trial for their ongoing attacks on the citizens of Sanctuary.
Total bullshit.
Tragically, the ship blew up before they could be returned for a public trial.
Tragically slash on purpose.
According to the recovered black box, the prisoners attempted to hijack the ship by hacking into its autopilot system, but failed to disengage its security safeguards. That resulted in a fuel cell explosion that resulted in all hands lost.
He lied. The inquiry was a joke. The black box was destroyed in the explosion and never recovered, along with any evidence that Chris was the one who sabotaged the prisoner transport. A perfect crime. Especially when you control the investigation. The powerful making their own rules. Exactly what we had fought against back on Earth.
Nan has also entered her testimony for the record, and it lines up with the recovered evidence.
Who better to validate your testimony than the neural artificial network, Nan? The artificial intelligence that oversees Mars' entire infrastructure.
Thankfully, we suffered no casualties on our side. While they wished us harm and deserved punishment, this is not how it was supposed to end. Acts of terrorism, bombings, assassinations are a holdover from Earth, before we came to Mars. And I hoped we wouldn't bring it here. Hopefully, this closes a chapter to that part of our history as a species. Thank you.
I've spent the last month trying to reconcile the man I fell in love with the man he's become. A man capable of killing 250 people and sleeping like a baby the next night. What I'm starting to realize is those two men are the same person. The second one, the new guy, is just the old guy with power. It's easy not to do anything wrong when you're powerless. I woke up to the crickets. They brought them to Mars in order to make it feel more like Earth. We brought a lot of things to remind us of our home. But there was no way of mistaking Mars for Earth. The clean air was just one reminder that we weren't in Kansas anymore. He sleeps so deeply that he doesn't even feel the small blade I hold to his neck. Sleeping like an innocent. Like he wasn't a mass murderer. because he got away with it. Sanctuary bought his bullshit hook, line, and sinker. I thought about plunging the knife in. Just a few centimeters more and I'd sever his carotid artery. He'd bleed out before they could get to him. Without blood to his brain, even the miraculous nanotechnology that kept me alive after those same terrorists blew me to pieces wouldn't be able to bring him back. Dead is still dead. But instead of pushing the blade in, I put it away. Not tonight. Loving this man was probably going to kill me in the end, if I didn't kill him first. I got up and went out to the gardens. I get why he did what he did. That's the kind of justice we grew up with. And he blamed them all for the loss of our child, Albert, which they were to blame for. Despite it all, I still love him. And I know deep down, he still loves me. I also know that it won't matter a damn in the end. Speaking of end, I was tired of being alone with my thoughts. Good thing I wasn't really alone.
You can come out, Misha.
How did you know I was here?
Humans evolved to be able to feel it when we're being watched or followed. A survival mechanism against predators. Especially when they want to kill you. It's an intention thing.
I'm not planning on killing you.
Yet.
You feel that?
You're not subtle about it. In Japan, they call it ki. China, chi. It's all energy. If you practice, you can feel someone's killing intent. You constantly give off that low-level vibe. You should learn to dial it down. It'll be easier if nobody can feel you coming.
You're not scared?
People have been trying to kill me since I was your age. It started with kids trying to steal my shit or because I wouldn't join their gang. Later, when Chris and I became union organizers, it was the bosses sending contract killers. All my life, I just kept getting a more expensive class of people trying to kill me.
What would you do if I really came after you?
I'm not showing you my cards. Where's the challenge?
You're fun, you know that?
Your idea of fun is a bit twisted. But you're not out to kill me tonight.
How do you know that?
It's just your default setting.
Glad we understand each other. You should get back inside before the president wakes up and thinks we're plotting against him.
Especially since we're not.
You really are everything he said you'd be and more.
What's the most powerful man on Mars do when he's gotten rid of all his personal enemies? Use the island he acquired as a carrot. Christopher could dangle that carrot and set up a meeting with the other powerful nations that had divided Mars up like a butcher carving meat. Diplomatic talks? Really an excuse to consolidate more power. Nice ship.
Thank you, Rhea. I printed it barely a year ago.
We had to keep it under heavy guard to keep it from being bombed.
Dan would have just printed a new one.
Raw materials are expensive and finite. That's why the other nations keep raiding each other. And us.
Misha was as clueless as I was about what these meetings would be like. Apparently, bringing a half-feral teen killer to diplomatic meetings wasn't on the top of Christopher's list. No one can accuse my husband of being stupid. Homicidal, maybe, but not stupid. Only reason she was coming along was to protect me. More like keep an eye on me and make certain I don't cause him any new headaches. So what's the goal of this meeting? Show off how strong Sanctuary is so they'll stop raiding us?
It's about convincing them that we need to work together towards common goals.
Sounds pretty lame.
We're not at war, are we? That means diplomacy is working. Because we keep talking and don't have to start killing.
So it's good for Sanctuary.
Misha, every country is a dream. Rhea and I dreamed up Sanctuary as a place where anyone and everyone could come and live and be safe together. It's not a kingdom where some guy stands up and declares he's the leader because he has the army to force everyone to listen to him. We choose who leads Sanctuary together. That's our dream.
It's a good dream.
The other nations have their own dreams. Some of them counter to ours.
I still don't want to go.
Unless you can convince Rhea to stay behind, you're coming.
I think it's time I met the other leaders of Mars.
Politics make me sleepy. Wake me if you need my blade.
You're good with her. I always said you'd be a great dad.
Rhea.
I'm not ready to talk about it. Not yet.
I know. I don't know if I am either. And I've had 10 more years. But it's still right here.
Let's just not, okay? I can't handle it right now.
Okay. You and Misha seem to be getting along.
We understand each other. She still wants to kill everyone she meets.
Baby steps. Maybe you could show her a different way.
Maybe. She is special, just like you told me.
It's a different world. A different time. When you're ready, what do you think of trying again?
For a child? I never really thought I could, after the explosion. But you said Nan repaired me.
All of you. You okay? I mean, with all this going on, I know it's been an adjustment, but we can really do this together. I want your input. I've missed your input.
I wanted so badly to believe him. Input I can give you. The other thing, I'm not ready yet.
Okay, I get it. In the meantime, do you want to practice some more?
It was a distraction for us both. Our loss was still a raw, open wound between us, driving us apart and keeping us drawn together at the same time like fucked up magnets with shifting polarities. I tried to convince myself I had misjudged him, that his intentions were good, or at least could be good, with me guiding him. Marriage is complicated. We compartmentalize. We still love each other, we just might hate each other too. We were able to lose ourselves in each other. The trip passed. The only way to get the leaders of the various factions of Mars to gather in one place was on neutral ground, which turned out to be the most ostentatious thing I've seen since waking up. A crystal citadel floating in the air, held up by electromagnetic waves. It could never have been built on Earth. But Nan was able to print it using reconfigured sands of an entire subcontinent, and also make it bulletproof, practically blastproof, and impervious to anything up to a nuclear strike.
Welcome to the first general meeting of the leadership of Mars since the reawakening of Rhea Williams, the last to be awakened, and the woman who helped save everyone and bring you all here to Mars.
I had a feeling Christopher would be using me as a prop. He and Nan had already made me into a kind of symbol, so they could use me for their bread and circuses. Entertainment to distract the masses. And also a celebrity for the powerful to say they got to meet. I just woke up, and I'm already so tired of these political games. I honestly don't know how he's done it for the last 10 years on his own.
We have a lot to discuss.
President Wei of New China has motioned to speak, President Williams. Do you yield?
Of course.
We would like to welcome the First Lady of Sanctuary to Mars.
I'm honored, but I don't want to slow things down, President Wei.
The honor is ours, and patience is a virtue that I, for one, feel must be cultivated on Mars.
The floor recognizes Premier Kirkhoff.
Nan briefed me before we left Sanctuary. The ones to watch out for are President Wei of New China, the only nation that posed a serious threat to Sanctuary, and Premier Kirkhoff, who has a chip on his shoulder the size of a stadium and a tendency to lead his Cossack-style army on constant raids into the other territories.
The island is very close to our borders. What is to stop us from seizing it as part of New Russia?
The rest of us, Comrade Kirkov. We would be forced to treat any attempt to seize the island as hostile. An act of war against all of us.
You would go to war with us over an island.
It's a matter of principle. We're all equal. Or we're all enemies.
What are we really doing when Madam Gao is not present?
I was hoping she'd come.
The Pirate Queen? From what I've heard, she might be worried that you would use this meeting as an excuse to take her into custody.
Why are you looking at me?
You're the most likely to try something like that.
Or just try to kill her.
I am justified. She has been a thorn in my nation's side for years.
I was thinking of offering the island to her.
So it goes from a terrorist base to a pirate base.
Her fleet has been airborne all this time. If she has land and resources, she might stop raiding the rest of us.
We are not against the idea.
Because she used to be one of your people. How do we know she is not still working for you?
Madam Gao is a woman who dances to her own tune.
I want to be a pirate when I grow up. Inside voice.
Madam Gao's fleet has air advantage over the rest of us. And, according to Nan, she's closer to finding the Martian power source than the rest of us. Imagine if she got to it first and controlled it. Do you want that?
You think giving her a land base would allow us to know where she and her people are?
When you have land you're tied down, you have to defend it. It's a strength, but also a weakness.
And if she attacks, we will know where to find her.
I think our raid on the oligarchs proves that Sanctuary has no problems keeping our borders safe.
That accident was their prisoner transport. Very well played.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There it is. A show of strength. Ruthlessness to show you won't be fucked with. Chris thought it all through. He knew these talks were coming up. Killing all our old enemies was his way of killing a lot of birds with one bomb.
I did not think you had it in you. Does not mean you are ready for war, though.
I was going to interrupt and try to shift things back to negotiation before Chris got us into a multi-front war with that temper of his, but someone beat me to it.
This is bullshit.
Is this a joke?
Who is this girl?
A citizen of Sanctuary and officer of the security forces.
The fierce lady's bodyguard, a child.
You've insulted my president. If you'd like to fight a child and see what happens, I'm happy to invoke truth and reconciliation.
Hey, I like this girl. This is a real child of Mars. She is the future. We make this world for her and her children. My apologies, Christopher. I meant no harm.
Why don't we break for lunch? We can continue our discussions afterwards.
What's truth and reconciliation?
A duel to the death to resolve disputes.
That's a thing?
From the Outer Lands.
What if he said yes?
Then we'd be cleaning up a dead guy's blood off the deck right now.
I don't think you need me here. You got this. I'm taking Misha back to Sanctuary.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Goodbye, Chris. We got on the transport airship to fly us back to Sanctuary. The only person I really wanted to meet wasn't there. Madam Gao, the pirate warlord. Everything I learned about her from Nan told me she was someone I needed on my side. An independent leader who seemed to pick her spots to use force judiciously. But Nan had limited records of her, suggesting she was somehow avoiding Nan's detection, which was odd. I think Chris knew she wasn't going to show. I was mad that he played me, and I'd let him.
You look pissed. More than usual.
I thought I was hiding it.
I know that look too well. I grew up seeing it everywhere. Can I ask you a question?
What?
You think the president wants to go to war?
I think Christopher wants to pick a fight with everybody just to prove he can win. Whether it turns into a war? Yeah, it's very possible.
I hope not. They just push buttons and things go boom. It wouldn't be good for Sanctuary.
No, it wouldn't.
I'm registering a massive gunship behind you. Closing fast. The only ship of that size is Madame Gao's.
Cool.
That was a warning shot. I'm registering an electromagnetic charge building from their cannon.
Nan?
Damn it. EMP took her out. Took out the whole ship. We're falling. He stopped.
Some kind of tractor beam? EMP, that's why there's no records of the pirate raids. They knock out Nan's surveillance with the EMP, seize their target in midair, and anyone they hit either joins them
or is killed. Man, she's good.
Consider yourself honored. You are now prisoners of Madame Gao.
I'm here with my daughter. She's hurt. Please release us so she can receive medical attention.
We have doctors. You'll be boarded now. Please spare us the tedium of attempting to fight back.
Put the knife away.
Good idea. Better to slip it out when they're not expecting.
That's not what I meant. Misha, no! She's a whirlwind of violence. She leaves her blades sheathed and uses her hands, feet, elbows, knees, striking and twisting, spinning like a dervish. Kick to the knee or groin, sweeping and buckling their legs to bring them into a spinning kick, elbow to the side of another man's head. She batters them with her ruthless skill and speed. I watched until I felt cold steel brush against my neck as Madame Gao came up silently behind me. Guess she decided it was time to step in.
Do I need to tell you what happens next, little girl?
Madame Gao, nice to meet you.
Your daughter is a wild one. What's your name, dear?
Misha. I've been wanting to meet the Pirate Queen for a while now.
I recognize that voice. It's you.
You know her?
The shadow that has killed my men.
Of course she is.
Helm, current altitude?
30,000 feet, my queen.
Perfect. Throw them both overboard. Nothing personal. All respect, dear.
Sanctuary is a production of Voyage Media, starring Lily Rabe as Rhea. Produced by Nat Mundell, Robert Midas, and Dan Benamore. Executive produced by LeVar Kelly. Featuring Albie Robles as Christopher and Veronica Warner as Misha. Additional cast credits in the show notes. Based on an original story by LeVar Kelly and a screenplay by Mahul Desai. Podcast story by Adi Sak, Tantimed. Podcast written by Adi Sak, Tantimed. With additional revisions by Matt Altman and Ed Benmore. Directed by Matt Altman. Edited, sound designed, and mixed by Nick Nicitti. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you're listening, and subscribe now for future episodes.